Thank you so much for joining us on this Easter morning. We are so excited to be able to celebrate today the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 24, 5 through 7, "But the angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified, but he's not here. He has risen, as he said. Come see the place where he lay, and then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee, and there you will see him. See, I have told you.'" 11 men sat in a darkened room. Along with the darkness was a mixture of hopelessness and confusion. All their dreams and hopes were bound in grave cloths, lying cold and still in a dark tomb. They sat in a darkened room. The doors were bolted shut. Certainly those who had killed Jesus would be coming for them. The deafening silence was broken as every cough and creaking chair echoed throughout the room. Shuffling feet, heavy sighs served as a reminder of the tension. But then, in an instant, Jesus was there, in the room. In the light of the flickering candles, he showed them all the proof they needed, his hands, his side. He was alive. He was there with them. Every word he had spoken was true. Every promise fulfilled. Death conquered forever. Today, many people live in a darkened world, living lives of fear and confusion and discontentment and despair, searching for meaning and significance in all the wrong places, occupying themselves with busy days, losing sleep over things that matter so little, losing time over things that matter most. And all the while, he is there. Have you seen the risen Savior in your darkened world? He is there. Follow him. Follow Jesus in the resurrection of new life. Lord Jesus, thank you for your sacrificial death for me. Heavenly Father, thank you for raising your Son from the dead. Holy Spirit, empower me to live a life worthy of my Savior and resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. He is risen. He is risen indeed.